This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm speaking to Erwin Esterhazen, who runs the new junk shop out in Stanford. And today being the beginning of school holidays, perhaps it's a good time to get the family and a good time to head out to the Overberg and to Stanford in particular. Erwin, tell us about the new junk shop. It's not so new anymore. You've been doing this for quite some years, haven't you?
Well, this is my 51st year in the business. This shop is 21 years old. I had shops in Cape Town for about 30 years, and I'm still doing it.
And still obviously enjoying it too. Now tell us a bit about some of the things you specialize in, and then also let's start talking about what people are looking for these days.
Well, people like to buy silver and jewelry and amber and fittings, all sorts of fittings, brass fittings, doorknobs, all that kind of stuff. Furniture, it's a conglomerate of all sorts of stuff.
I'm sure, and I know that. But have you found that people, now that they're spending more time at home, have got particular interests or are looking for things in particular, or there's a particular style that you find people are more interested in than before?
Just like anything else, fashion changes here and there, and the younger people don't necessarily like the old stuff. They like more of the modern stuff, but still get the people that buy the old stuff and it's looking for the old stuff and it appreciates the old stuff and loves it. And so that is how I make my money.
But when you say about modern stuff, are we talking about maybe people re-looking at the 60s and 70s? Is that becoming more interesting?
Yeah, I'm looking for older stuff in that.
I see that you also specialize in coins.
Yeah, coins is one of my big things. You know, I do sell a lot of coins on a daily basis. People love coins, and especially the younger people love coins. That's one of the pluses.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what kind of coins people are looking for and what seems to attract people?
Look, the majority of the cheaper coins are bought by children that start little collections. But the better coins, like the silver coins and so on, are bought by collectors. And I do sell a lot of them. Old South African coins or old Kruger coins, you know, and stuff like that. Or any other coins globally that's silver and old stuff.
And they have an intrinsic value which people, you know, recognize and associate with. How do you find these wonderful treasures?
Look, people bring it to me on a daily basis. Every day, at the moment, right now, I'm sorting out through a lot of stuff that came from another lady, and people just bring me stuff continually.
You're well known in the area, which also makes things a lot easier. So, but generally, do you find people, that there are a lot more people getting around these days after the COVID scare, that you are seeing more visitors coming through to Stanford?
You know, this COVID thing doesn't influence me all that much. They built a new road here, which is a little bit inconvenient, but people still come. They still come to the shop, whether it's a road or COVID or not.
So you are finding people getting around.
I only had to close my shop for 2 months right in the beginning, but we all had to do it. And I lost about 100 G's over there, but carry on.
And where do you find the people come from? Are they mostly locals, or are you now beginning to see some people coming from overseas?
Well, the overseas crowd is not there yet. We haven't seen them for 2 years. The local customers, we get this from, you know, up country, wherever. They come from all over South Africa.
And Stanford is an area that you do want to come to. Maybe you'd like to tell us about one or two of the other things that people come to Stanford to
Stanford
enjoy.
Is a beautiful paradise to me and to other people too. And people love this place because of the vicinity, close to the sea and close to the city, and just the ambience of the whole place. It's like rural, you know, it's still country, and people can still bring their children here and they can play in the streets and without being, the crime rate is very low and so on.
That's a very wonderful place, and also I think a lot of people know that there's a lot of good food to be had in Stanford. We've been speaking to Erwin Esterhazen, who's been running the new junk shop in Stanford, and a wonderful destination if you're looking for the unusual and the old. And it's certainly a good time to go there with school holidays and better weather ahead. Look to mapmyway.co.za for news blocks and you'll know what's happening. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Irma Stern, Nudes 1916 to 1965, curated by Emeritus Professor Michael Godby in collaboration with the Irma Stern Museum and select private collections, is the current exhibition on show. The exhibition traces Stern's treatment of the nude in different media over her long working life. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibitions or work in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. FMR 101.3.